Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the newsletter and listener-focused directory that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I'm your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Before we begin, I need to give a quick and heartfelt shout out to John and the team from Mortis Maledictum for signing up as a supporting creative shop. It's greatly appreciated, John, and a welcome salve to the fog of pain that's been surrounding me all week post-failed procedure to remove a kidney stone. Bah! You can support the efforts of The End just like John did by visiting theend.fyi/support. And now, let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 73rd, highlighted just three shows in either the recently completed series or recent season finale sections, and all three of them wrapped in the last few days. The American, a narrated thriller series from Matthew C. McLean, posted the season 1 finale on January 25th. Hey, that's today. You can listen to the 10 current episodes in about an hour and a half, with season 2 just a couple of weeks away. Springleaf, a dramatized comedic true crime series from James A. Caster and Mighty Bunny, crowdfunded via Kickstarter, is fully complete as of the 23rd of January. You'll need about 5 hours to listen to all 10 episodes. Tales of the Emerald Legacy, a narrated fantasy series from Emerald Legacy CIC, posted the season 1 finale on the 18th. Listen to the 10 current episodes in a bit over 2 hours. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear trailers or snippets for these shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is Mockery Manor, a dramatized comedy mystery series from Long Cat Media. This show is just a joy to listen to, which is an odd thing to say about a murder mystery, I know, but it's exquisitely produced and incredibly well acted, and it has just the right amount of absurdity. Here's the season 3 teaser.
Are you two still awake?
Dad, we're too excited!
You'll be tired at Mockery Manor tomorrow, and it's bigger than ever, so you really do need to sleep.
Daddy, tell us about the new expansion.
Okay.
Yay!
Once upon a time, there was a wonderful place, Mockery Manor. Everyone loved it, but sometimes it felt lonely.
Aww.
The manor longed for a companion, so they built a whole new park right next door and called it Claytonville. And it was the
rootinest, tootinest place you ever did see.
Yee-haw!
Hop on board the brand new Mockery Railroad all the way to Claytonville.
Toot toot!
In Claytonville, there are 4 cowboy lands to explore. Lasso a goat in Farmin Valley. Kiss your girl's best friend in Lovelorn Town.
Stop it, Terry.
And in Cowboy Christmas Town, hop on down to the Bluegrass Grotto to meet Cowboy Santa.
Ho, ho, ho down!
And are you brave enough to ride the wildest ride in Claytonville? Look out, it's the 4 Spurs Mine Train.
I can't wait to go to Mockery Manor and Claytonville.
2 parks in 1 and only $19.99 for a family of 4. Good night, kids. Claytonville at Mockery Manor. Unofficially endorsed by country and western star Clayton Woodrow III.
Mockery Manor currently has 3 seasons with 37 episodes, giving you 17 hours of murder mystery funhouse / amusement park fun. My next recommendation is Terms, a dramatized thriller series from Airship. This show is political intrigue at its best. The outstanding performance and production is going to help you get through the subject matter, which is a little too close for comfort again. Here's the teaser.
They tried to marginalize us, to tell us our America was a thing of the past, but tonight, I will become the next president of the United States. Tonight, we take this country back.
Coming this Sunday
from Spoke Media and Wondery.
Batman will destroy the country on day one.
All of you kept your mouth shut during the primary until it was too late. You got exactly what you deserved with Dunbar.
America has voted in the most controversial president in U.S. history, Charles Dunwalk.
The enemy is not at the gates. The enemy is all around you. And it's hard to make the right decisions when facing all of this chaos. But it's okay. It's going to be okay. Because I'm willing to make those hard decisions.
And outgoing President Oliver Pierce makes a choice that will have historic and possibly catastrophic consequences.
They meant outside threats, Oliver. What we're talking about is treason.
No, I'm talking about exploiting certain procedures that have been laid out in...
We don't all have your gift for semantics, all right? The American people will see it as treason. World leaders will see it as treason. You willing to sacrifice your own vice president?
There's no turning back once this starts, and I need to know if you're in.
Terms, a new serialized audio drama. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Wondery.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I cannot let that man become president.
Terms is a complete series, at least I hope it's complete, with 13 episodes and a listening time of about 4 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 5 entries in the new Season's Coming Soon section, and one of them starts up again in the next few days. Season 15 of Lost Terminal, a dramatized hope-punk sci-fi series from Tristan Oten and Nam Tao Productions, starts up again on the 5th of February. You can catch up with the current 140 episodes in about 36 hours. Yeah. And as a reminder, trailers or snippets for that show and the other shows mentioned at the top of the episode are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were part of the 73rd issue of The End, including all sorts of new and exciting ways to listen and something very new called Collections, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. The American.
The American, Chapter 1, by Matthew C. McLean. Bonsoir. I always began in French, even though they brought me in because I'm an American. The holding room was one of the casino's smallest, 4 walls of faint yellow, a little longer than wide, just large enough for a grown man to take a few paces or to get some space if someone started swinging, but not much else. Centered towards the back of the room was a single chair behind a small table. The table was there to set things on, like a beverage or ID, but it was bolted to the floor and had a small restraining ring near the middle. This made people brought into the room anxious. You'd catch them staring at it, and most people brought to the room were already nervous. Stepping in briskly, I noticed the man now behind the table wasn't nervous. In a reversal of the usual situation, Gaspard, the pit boss, who had called me in, looked sweatier than normal. He stood with his receding hairline and stooped shoulders near the room's camera as if he were ready to shut it off at a moment's notice. Gaspard wasn't disheveled, though, so I guess the Corsican sitting in the chair hadn't caused any trouble. If he had, I would have heard about it by now, either through the earbud or by word of mouth. Despite all the glamour casinos try to drape themselves in, working in one can be incredibly dull. Routine and procedure are the top priority.
The American, a narrated thriller series from Matthew C. McLean, has reached the season 1 finale. Springleaf.
Greetings, listener. My name is Pat Springleaf. I'm an undercover cop, and you may know me better as James Acaster, the world-famous, highly talented comedian. You might have a lot of questions, and to answer them, listen to the brand new podcast, Springleaf, where I share my wire recordings with the public. It's the case that made me a legend when I infiltrated the infamous SW6 gang and assumed the persona James Acaster, the stand-up comedian. You can hear incredible wire recordings like this.
I don't want you to say things like check, check, or what you had for breakfast in front of the drug dealers, Pat.
Full of action like this.
Oh, you'll be dying for that apricot and shortbread ice cream sandwich, all right? Shit. Literally dying.
Featuring live stand-up like this.
So, I slept on the streets last night. Fortunately, Mike Skinner is surprisingly comfy.
Peek behind the scenes of your favourite TV shows, like this.
Oh, I steal routines all the time, especially from lesser-known comics who haven't been on TV.
Featuring romance, like this.
I'm leaving you.
Showbiz guests, like this.
If anyone wants to book me for anything, that would be great because, I'm going through a bit of a dry patch.
Featuring my expert analysis, like this. Never show your dick to a duck. It's the biggest true crime event of the year. You gotta get on it. Listen to it on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. The 10-part series, Springleaf. Featuring Nish Kumar, Ed Gamble, Josh Widdicombe, Sindhu V, Evelyn Mock, Donald Gleeson, Finn Wolfhard, Phil Wang, Natalie Cassidy, Catherine Ryan, Tom Allen, Ramesh Ranganathan, Guz Khan, Lolly Adefope, Sarah Pascoe, Sharon D. Clarke, Kima Bob, Nathaniel Metcalf, Jason Forbes, Hugh Dennis, Michael McKean, Freya Parker, Chloe Petz, Pat Cahill, Kath Hughes, Phil Dunning, Sarah Milliken, Bill Bailey, Mark Silcox, Louis Farouk, Mike Wozniak, Joe Brand, Miles Jupp, Milton Jones, Joe Lycett, Rosie Jones, and Jack D.F. And listen, the more of you that listen to it, the better, because chances are I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for releasing these wire recordings. I haven't really cleared it with the higher-ups. Full disclosure, I've already been fired, so I don't know what else they can do. I guess arrest me. I guess I could go to prison for this. So you better listen to this as soon as possible. Get it all in your system, and let's make Springleaf a star. Come in November 21st, wherever you get your podcasts.
Springleaf, a dramatized comedic true crime series, not really true, from James Acaster and Mighty Bunny, crowdfunded via Kickstarter, has reached the end of the series. Tales of the Emerald Legacy.
Hitoshi, tie that loose sheet. Utari, take the clue. This storm will be on us before we know it. The captain's orders roared above the quickening wind, and Hitoshi and his far-shored sister of the sea stepped swiftly to obey. Though the sky above was clear, they could all see the dark clouds swelling on the horizon, and the tiny flashes of Asano Wo's fury that would soon bear down on them. Hitoshi gripped the free sheet and used it to help him scramble up the mast, his bare feet finding purchase on the varnished cedar. Reaching the head, he looped a leg over the yard that held the great batten sail and reached back toward the loose sheet to make it secure. It was a dangerous position, but well suited for wiry young men fresh from their gimpuku like himself. Once everything was tied down tight, Hitoshi took a breath to watch the storm as it roared toward them. The sea won't have me today. It was not the sea, Hitoshi feared anyway. This was his ship, his name, Six Oceans Champion, his home. The Empire could drown in its fancy titles and fancy armors. He'd more eagerly bear the title of Champion of Six Oceans as a simple oarsman than all the shiny armor and fancy titles the Empire had to dish out. The Topaz Championship had shown him that. The storm was on them quickly. The wind and waves slammed into the side of the boat with the roar of an angry god. Hitoshi could feel the wet obi of his fellow sailor slipping through his grip as he felt the force of the wave drag them both towards the edge of the deck and the hungry waters below. He had grabbed Iku out of sheer instinct when he saw the waves pluck him from the deck, but it forced him to leave his own bindings, and the sea was tearing at them.
Tales of the Emerald Legacy, a narrated fantasy series from Emerald Legacy CIC, has reached the Season 1 finale. Lost Terminal.
Hello, world. I hope you can hear me. Things are fine here, considering. I'm safe enough. Busy. Always another experiment to do. There's a list here as long as an arm. Is that the expression? As long as an arm. A long list is what I mean. Radio pulses to analyze, spectrometry to filter, taking the same photo every day to clean up noise, that sort of thing. I'm busy, busy, busy. The power's stable, finally. The solar panel array is again working after that angle problem last week. For such a powerful energy source to be so fickle is bizarre. One false move and everything goes dark. Anyway, the fission reactor kept things ticking over after I turned off all non-essential systems. It was very quiet, though. I didn't like that. I finally received a message from Antarctica before the power glitch. The situation there is the same. She's held up in the storm still. The ground vehicle is caught in the snow. She can't free it. So she's stuck, like me. I can't imagine what that's like. Trapped by ice, surrounded by ocean, stuck at the bottom of the world. She's getting increasingly anxious about why you're not talking to her. We all are. What do I say? Regular updates were comforting, even if neither of us understood much. She tells me that she's got the lab working. Science is happening again. I'm so proud. I don't feel the cold, you know. As long as the reactor keeps my batteries warm overnight, I wake up the next day and continue work. I've been checking on the signals from my brothers and sisters up here in orbit, dutifully noting their telemetry, their pulses as regular as a clock.
Lost Terminal, a dramatized hope-punk sci-fi series from Tristram Oton and Namtau Productions, soon returns for Season 15. And that's it for the additional trailers or snippets. Once again, I'm a very sore and quite winded Evo Terra for the end. Cheers!